This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying tuned to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar, together with Noel Lim and Kusu Chuang. Now, we know students play hooky from school, but apparently parliamentarians are also guilty of skipping sessions. On Tuesday, 91% of total MPs, that's 201, mind you, out of 222 of them, did not attend the afternoon parliamentary session, causing a temporary delay to proceedings because, according to the rules, there must be a minimum of 26 MPs present for proceedings to be held.
I mean, like 91% didn't show up. It's not the other way around. It's not 9% didn't show up.
Right,
I mean,
like, weird,
this
right?
is quite mind-boggling. And don't we pay these MPs something like 20,000 ringgit a month or something like that?
They got a car allowance somewhere, I think.
Yeah, so where did everybody go? This scenario seems especially odd given that there was a commotion over the lack of parliamentary sittings for most part of the year with urgent calls for book up parliament. So now where are they? So in response to the poor turnout, the SEAT community for a professional parliament or SEAT criticised the absent MPs and urged each party's whip to apologise publicly.
And with so many important issues and bills on the agenda, I mean, why are our elected representatives absent from attending their duties? You know, what's going on here? We speak to Aira Azhari, manager of the Democracy and Governance Unit at the think tank Ideas. She's also a member of the SEAT community for a professional parliament. Aira, good morning. Thanks for speaking with us today. Now, parliamentary truancy isn't really a new issue, is it? It's a long-standing problem during our sittings.
Yes, this issue, unfortunately, has been long-standing. This is not the first time the attendance of parliamentarians has become an issue. In fact, the opposition frequently complains that the House is empty when the opposition leader gives his speech. So this shows that there is a lack of seriousness and I would say a flippant attitude to the trust that has been given by the rakyat. So I think that over the years, we have seen this happen over and over again.
What are the implications of MPs playing truant in Parliament? Will it affect parliamentary proceedings?
You know, you will have less of a check and balance, less of a questioning or a probing of whatever government policy is being tabled at the moment. And that defeats the purpose of having a parliament in the first place, because having a parliament functioning parliament in a democracy means that MPs are always there to question ministers, to question each other, and the backbench is meant to be there to keep the executive in check, right? So when you have such a large number of MPs absent, then all those things just cannot happen. And that it really compromises the check and balance role of parliament, I think.
So during the emergency, a number of members of parliament have been asking for parliament to reconvene, but now there is low attendance. What does this tell us about our MPs?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So for all the hoo-ha about reconvening parliament from the opposition and also from UMNO previously, and now for this to happen, I think it's really embarrassing, right? And that, it points not just to a lack of accountability, but also I think a serious lack of coordination amongst the MPs. To me, this shows that to some extent, they do take their roles for granted, which is extremely frustrating. And I think this requires a lot of a higher sense of accountability, but also better coordination, intra-party, inter-coalition, to ensure that this never happens again.
Aira, what actions should be taken to improve this issue of truancy in Parliament?
So I think that in Malaysia, the whips, the party leaders, need to ensure that there is internal and also inter-party coordination that guarantees the attendance of at least 50% of of MPs at any time, and at least 50% of the sitting days for each MP. And yeah, basically just to ensure that this failure to meet quorum doesn't happen again. So this needs to be enforced strictly. I'm not sure what the case is in other parties. There might be conventions in this in other Commonwealth jurisdictions. But I think in Malaysia, what is required is just stricter coordination and also a sense of responsibility and accountability that needs to be cultivated from within the political parties themselves. Because at the end of the day, the MPs are there in blocks with their parties, right? So that kind of discipline just needs to be enforced at that level.
From the Rakyat's perspective, what can we do to ensure the representatives we elect fulfill their responsibility?
To me, the first thing that a Malaysian, you know, the public can do is to firstly, please learn and understand more about the actual role of your MPs. They are meant to play their primary role, which is to debate and pass laws in parliament, to sit in parliamentary select committees, and to do that kind of work in parliament, right? So constituency work is of course important, but that's what Friday, Saturday and Sunday is for. Those 3 days are meant for you to go back to your constituency. From Mondays to Thursdays when parliament is sitting, your primary role is to be sitting in parliament, and Malaysians need to understand this. So I think one of the core problems is that Malaysians also have a distorted expectations from their MPs. You know, we can't keep expecting our MPs to be doing things like unclogging the drains in front of our house, or like, you know, cleaning up a tree falls down in your neighborhood. Your MP's job is to be in parliament and to think about policy and issues that affect the entire nation. Because yes, of course, we voted for our MP according to our constituency, but when they are voted in and they sit in parliament, they serve all Malaysians, not just you in your constituency. So primarily, I think Malaysians need to really understand that.
Do you think the pandemic has shifted the focus of MPs from attending parliament to catering to on-ground needs of their constituencies instead?
Well, firstly, we don't know, right, that the reason why so many MPs didn't turn up is because they were in their constituencies distributing aid, right? We don't know that, firstly. And secondly, of course, I don't deny that during these times, you know, when COVID is such a serious problem, of course, I agree that, you know, MPs should be assisting their constituents. That's not something I would deny. However, I would say that it is primarily still the state's responsibility to cater to the welfare of the rakyat, to look after people who have been left behind, who have fallen through the cracks, who have lost their jobs. It is not the primary role of individual MPs to go and sort of like give aid, distribute food. And I'm not saying it's their fault that they have to do that. I'm saying that there is a larger problem, I think, in our social welfare, social security system, where the most marginalized in our societies are not being taken care of by the state. So I think that's a fundamental problem in the governance system in Malaysia as a whole.
Aira, thanks so much for your time this morning. That was Aira Azhari, Manager of the Democracy and Governance Unit at the think tank Ideas. She's also a member of the SEED community for a professional parliament. And she really laid out for us the kind of mismatch in terms of expectations of what parliamentarians should do and what they should actually be doing.
Yeah, of course. And of course, BFM is running a Twitter poll this morning, as it always does, asking Malaysians how would they evaluate an MP's performance, parliamentary debates, solve rakyat issues, public outreach. And of course, 8 out of every 10 of you said solve rakyat issues.
But I guess it's interesting because Aira did point this out. She said the public should understand what an MP's, primary focus should be. And that's really creating laws in parliament, debating those bills. So solving rakyat issues in parliament is how they should primarily be doing it. Solving constituencies' problems on the ground is really a secondary responsibility.
Yeah, I think the on-the-ground issues will be more of the state assembly people, right? But just looking at the comments here, so Alisa says we should know how our MPs vote on bills through an electronic board that shows the number of votes. Hillary Lee says if they're not attending parliament, broadcast it after every sitting. Debonair says, I feel it is unfair to assess MPs in such a general manner, but that said, he would like to see more substantive debates akin to what they see or what we see in the UK and Australia.
Yeah, I mean, we call it the August House, isn't it? August for venerable, honourable, whatever, distinguished. But, and I want to also add that actually, I think Bernama, can't remember, it was Astro, they do air parliamentary sittings, and or they used to at least. And if you actually witness a parliamentary sitting, you'd be quite aghast at some of the language that they use. They shout, they use four-letter words. It's actually quite, I don't know how to describe it. Raucous, yes. But actually, parliaments all over the world, I think Korea, they also fight with each other.
Yes. Taiwan as well, I believe. I seem to remember know that they have a reputation for really bringing those fists out, like literally.
Yeah, so MPs are paid maybe about close to 20,000 ringgit a month, not a year. So, you know, we do expect them to show up in parliament. I mean, not like 90% not there, like, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
Terrible.
You know, like at least like 70%, 60% should be there.
So, I mean, yeah. Did you know that you can actually check on your MP's attendance by writing into parliament? You can write in and ask that, you know, you want to see how many times your elected representatives have been to in attendance, which is interesting. Like, maybe they should just be making that public on the website, perhaps, you know, like
exactly.
A school attendance
sheet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those who have a full attendance get a star, I don't know, in additional allocation, maybe. I'm not sure.
Showing up is one thing, like whether they're falling asleep and paying attention and actually debating is another
thing. Yeah.
So keep an eye on your elected representatives, people. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.